This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your Weimaraner acting a little weird? Does your feral kitten seem a bit too fearful? Are you totally being conned by your 6-pound chihuahua? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really understand your dog or your cat's behavior as well as they understand yours, if you're a bit confused about their behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is chewing, jumping, barking, digging, not coming when you call him, hates other dogs, you can't walk him, your cat peed on your bed, scratched your favorite chair, wakes you up in the middle of the night, you get the idea. That's what this show is all about, helping you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, or more than likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. And if you just happen to be a new listener to The Pet Show, well, welcome. But more importantly, just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show and actually gets to talk to me live on the air will get an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat. I'm not giving away biscuits here, folks. Some of the items I give away here on The Pet Show are worth as much as $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question or a comment, want to share a great story about your dog or cat, or just want to find out why they're doing what they do, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Again, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let me tell you guys what I have planned for today's show. However, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I never get through all of my topics because your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But here are some of the topics I'd like to talk about on today's show, if we have time. If you happen to live with an anxious or fearful dog, you know how you want to help the dog gain confidence and improve their self-esteem. There are basically two ways to accomplish this: my thoughts and resolutions coming up. And bless you guys, so many of my listeners have adopted or rescued their dogs from the streets or the shelters, whatever, and their dogs may be a little fearful or anxious when they get them. I will tell you how to resolve that, build up their confidence, and make them feel as good as they possibly can. Now, here's a word you probably never heard: allelomimetic. You ready? I practice all week saying that. Allelomimetic. It's a big word, an important one for anyone that lives with a dog or cat. You know, I've been working with animals for well over 45 years. I've trained on every continent. And sometimes the best trainer or the best behaviorist comes with a tail and four legs. What is that all about? I'll share some of my thoughts on this coming up a little bit later. But sometimes, as I said, the best trainer, the best behaviorist, I hate to admit it, comes with a tail and four legs. Also coming up on today's show, did you know that nearly half of American pet guardians are a bit hesitant to vaccinate their pets? So the question came up: to vaccinate or not to vaccinate? That is the question. Also coming up, have you noticed that your dog or cat is walking a little slower? Maybe the steps aren't the way they used to be? Well, it could be more than what you think. It's not just a matter of aging physically. It could be an indication that your dog or cat is showing signs of dementia. So if they're walking a little slower than normal, we'll talk about that as well. As always, guys, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. So If your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescue kitten is confused about the litter box, maybe that puppy's not housebroken, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs, you try to take your dog for a walk, sees another dog and he turns into Cujo, or your dog just believes that anything he sees, he's obligated to hump, give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. The question of the day, you get a, call me up, you'll still get a question. If you answer it, I'll still send you a super gift. Does your dog or cat know when you're not feeling well? Not just physically, but emotionally. Let's say you came home, you had an argument with the boss, and things aren't going right, and just you're a little crazed. Does your dog or your cat know when you're not feeling well, whether it be physically or whether it be emotionally? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Does your dog know or your cat know when you're not feeling well? Now, many of you may not realize this, and I don't talk about it that often, but this coming Monday will be the 22nd year since the attacks on 9/11. Right after the attacks on 9/11, I was called into New York City by the NYPD canine unit because of my expertise and to help them out a little bit. Now, I live in Southern California. There were no planes flying. I'll tell you this story later on, 22 years, may bring some tears to my eyes, but I'll share my time at Ground Zero with you guys and how I feel now about it as well. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you have questions or comments, I'd just like to share a great story about a dog or cat. Now, I say this every week, and this is important to me. So if you've recently rescued a dog, rescued a cat, whether it be from a shelter, off the streets, makes no difference to me, I'd love to hear from you and the relationship you've established with that rescued pet, because your call to me may be exactly what it takes to prompt some other listener to say, you know what? Maybe it's time I go to the shelter or rescue and save a dog or cat at the same time. So if you've recently rescued a dog or a cat, give me a call. As I said, I will send you guys a super gift for your pet. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Got an interesting call on my Los Angeles show just before I got on with you guys. Guy called up with a rescued greyhound. I mean, it sounds funny, but I had to explain to him why. He was confused because his greyhound absolutely adored when the guy stuck his finger in the dog's ear. How he found that out, I didn't ask. But the bottom line is there was a reason for that. It was kind of like I had to explain to him that from the dog's point of view, sticking his finger in the dog's ear was kind of a comfort zone because that's how dogs react to each other. And it was a greyhound, so it had been abused in the past. And it was an interesting, just a real interesting question. We answer whatever questions you may have, 877-725-8255. And as I said, having been at Ground Zero right after the attacks, I'm going to share some of my personal story with you and something that a lot of people are unaware of. You know, we know that almost 3,000 people died at Ground Zero, but did you know that since that time, more than 3,000 first responders have died? More people have died from cancer and other effects of being there than actually died on the day of the attack. So we're going to talk about that, something none of us could ever forget. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. You know what? Let me do this. I got to take a break. So let me take a break right now. Debbie, we'll get to you right coming up next. We got Marie calling from Florida. We'll get to all your calls, whatever the question may be. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. But I'm real interested if whether I'm crazy or that's not the question. Maybe that should be the question. Is it, do you believe like I do, having spent many years in the military and all around the world as I did, do you believe like I do that your dogs and your cats know when you're not feeling well, either physically or psychologically, and they come to your aid at that point? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get to all of your phone calls, I promise. You know, I talk about this organization almost every week. People are always asking me, Warren, what organization really deserves my dollars when it comes to helping as many animals as possible? So please listen to me carefully. If you were absolutely positive that with every single dollar you donated, you can actually change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, thrown out of cars, beaten, abused, just tossed out. Isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? Of course it is. For over 43 years, Leo Grillo, a good friend, and Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely incredible work they do every single day without you. And bless you guys, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives, and I want you to listen to my next word in here, from saving lives, Delta actually provides lifetime medical care. Do you hear me? Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I personally decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and provide some tax benefits for you. By the way, Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to help the animals. But I get it. Times are tough. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every single donation, big, small, medium, I don't care, every donation is an absolutely great chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just healthy, not just happy, not just safe, but actually loved for the first time in their life. That's important to me. I urge you to go to their website, deltarescue.org. I want you to read the individual stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued. And then I want you to ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation. Log on to deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. Or you can text them. Text dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. You got a question or a comment about your dog or cat. I'm sure if they had a thumb, they'd be asking questions about living with people. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. How about we start out with Debbie? Hey, Debbie, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Nice to talk to you. I learned so much from you. And
my listeners always say, Warren, I learned so much. I got to tell you, I think I learned more from my listeners than they learned from me. You guys are absolutely amazing. Anyway, Debbie, in beautiful Los Angeles, California, how can I help you today?
Did you ask a question?
Yeah. What's your question for me?
My little boy here, my little Skid Row rescue dog, Shadrach, he's going to be 7, and I told you before, he's a licky-loo on his paws. Right now, he's been laying with me for, I don't know how long, but he's not licking his feet. He took a little couple licks, so I'm wondering if it is a calming thing, like you say, but you asked the other lady in the L.A., on the L.A. 870 station, what her dog's feet smell like. His feet smell like grass, because we were outside earlier.
Well, smelling like grass would be normal, but you know, when you have a dog's feet and they start smelling a little like popcorn, sometimes that's indicative of a yeast infection or other type of problems. So it's always a good idea when you have a dog that's licking their feet constantly to try to figure out what's causing it. In many cases, it's just boredom. In some cases, it starts with a little sore and they just keep licking it and licking it till it becomes compulsive. So there's many different reasons, but it's important to understand the concept that when a dog is licking their paw constantly, in some cases, depending on the breed of dog, like Chihuahuas, Mini Pins, they're more apt to calm themselves down by licking their paws a lot. Also, if they came from situations they were separated from their litter too young, they would lick their paws more often as a way of calming themselves down as well.
That's very possible. Well, he was born on Skid Row and lived there in, you know, poverty and tents and on the streets.
Yeah, that's
for
a
his
great.
First
by the
year
way, Downtown Dog Rescue is an amazing group doing so much great work in Skid Row.
I don't really go out there very often. I don't really go out. Someone kept insisting I take him, and my dog had died, my husband had died, my dad had died, and I usually, right away, within a week, I'm at the pound looking for another rescue dog, but I just couldn't do it because I was in a motorcycle accident.
But now you have your best buddy. I have my boy,
and he's
so
the
what's
best.
Your question? So what's your question
He is
for
calming.
Me?
Well, just about his feet, but also he has chronic ear problems. It sounds like I'm paying you to, or you're paying me to be whatever. But he has chronic ear problems. I tell the groomer, I don't take him very often, but I say, please don't wet his ears. So they say, we'll put a cotton ball. Then months out later, chronic fighting this ear infection.
Let me go over a couple of things with you. First of all, I hope you've had the ears checked by your veterinarian.
I did. I have.
Okay.
But I mean,
okay, so here's what I do. I have one of my dogs that's a chronic ear problems as well. There's a product on the market. It's not a sponsor, but I'm just recommending it. It's called Zymox, Z-Y-M-O-X. It's available on Amazon, Z-Y-M-O-X. Now, there's two different ones. One is an ear cleanser, which I use to clean my dog's ears on a regular basis. And the other one, when I notice him really pawing at his ear, one is also by Zymox. It's optic enzymatic solution, which has hydrocortisone, which will alleviate the pain. So my first recommendation is to make sure you've checked with the vet to make sure you know what you're doing. But again, over the counter, you can buy Zymox, Z-Y-M-O-X, available. And one's a cleanser and one's to treat the actual problem. So that would be my recommendation for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I wish I could send you some of that, Debbie, but I don't have any of that to send, so I'm going to send you something instead. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. You know what? How old did you say your dog was?
He's going to be 7.
Oh, he's a baby. I'm going to put you on, Debbie, I'm putting you on hold. I'm putting you on hold, and I'm sending you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement. You know, it sounds a little eccentric to some people, but I go around smelling dogs' feet. That's just me. And very often, if it smells like popcorn, it could be indication of yeast. You also got to know if the dog's licking the bottom of his feet or the dog's licking the top of his feet. That can make all the difference in the world. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you're new to the show, I got lots of great stuff to give away. You just heard me give away some of my own Hugs and Kisses, vitamin mineral supplements. I also got Lucy pet food to give away. For those cat people out there, I got Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, either my dog behavior book or cat behavior book. I got those little air horns that anyone who walks their dog should carry one of those little air horns I had made up. If they're approached by a coyote, a wild dog, or even a wild person, I got those t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, all natural flea spray. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of incredible stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break. When we come back, we got Marie in Florida, Bill in Connecticut, Jack in Florida. We'll get to all your calls right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show. Three cool cats. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. I got a question or comment about your dog or cat. They're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, they're scratching. Everyone that does call, by the way, and gets to talk to me live on the air, we'll get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Also, though, this is the question of the day, and I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Now, I honestly believe that dogs and cats know when their guardians are not feeling well, physically or mentally. But my question to you is, am I crazy or do you agree with me? So the question is, does your dog or cat know when feeling well physically or emotionally, had an argument at the office, you didn't get along with your boss, you're just not feeling yourself, got a cold, the flu, whatever. Do you believe that dogs can tell and cats can tell when you're not feeling well physically or emotionally? Give me a call. If we talk, I'll send you a great gift. That phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Now, just before I get back to the phone lines here, just before that, kind of interesting that there was a recent study, and the recent study said that male cats, especially orange cats, which by the way are mostly male, orange cats and male cats in general are slightly friendlier than female cats. I never found that. I found what you do is what you get. So I'm asking you guys, my cat guardians out there, male cat, female cat, do you think male cats are friendlier than female cats, or is this just some study that was done by some psychiatrist somewhere? This was according to Psychology Today. They said male cats are said to be friendlier than female cats. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Send you a great gift if you get through. Got lots of great stuff for cats. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to Marie in Florida. Hey, Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What's up?
Well, I have this male neutered, declawed kitty, and I adopted him about a year ago.
And so he was declawed. He was declawed, Marie. He was declawed when you adopted him.
He was. He was 7 years old.
Let me just give you my brief feeling on declawing. Not that I take a strong stance on it. However, I believe that declawing a cat should be totally illegal in this country. It's illegal in England. It's illegal in Germany. It's illegal in South Africa. It's illegal in some states and cities across the country. It should be illegal. Now, I'm looking at my computer screen. You're telling me you have an 8-year-old adopted cat that's not playful but will bite your ankles. First of all, the reason a cat bites ankles is because it's a perfect target, the perfect size, and cats have a tremendous prey drive. So the ankle is perfect for the cat to bite. But on top of that, you said to me the cat is not very friendly. So that indicates to me that the cat never received socialization. The fact that he's declawed, when a cat is declawed, they're much more apt to use their mouth. So it just makes perfect sense to me that he's biting at your ankles, where another cat might be swatting at your ankles when you're walking by. A cat that's being declawed might be more apt to bite. Now, how do you tell if it's a playful bite, or how do you tell if it's an aggressive bite? Well, if the mouth is half open, usually it's playful. If the mouth is open fully wide, that's indicative that it might be aggressive. However, over the years, having worked with as many thousands of cats as I've worked with, the only ones that usually have this type of behavior is ones that have been declawed based on the fact that their only method of defense is their mouth. So that's great for me to know, great for you to know. How do you stop it now? You need to leave the cat wanting. What you need to do is whenever you go past the cat, tap him on the head once, just pet him on the head, and walk away. Don't try to be overly friendly with the cat at this point. Leave him wanting so he wants more positive attention from you. So every time you walk by him, just a pat on the head. Here's what this cat needs. This cat needs to build up his confidence and his self-esteem. And the way to do that is to make his life more positive. But again, what he's doing is survival. He has no claws, so therefore he's using his mouth. And when he goes to bite your ankles, I'm sure it hurts. So you're saying, no, no, stop it. You're making me... And basically what you're doing is just encouraging the cat to be more aggressive by yelling him at that point, because he has no other way of defending himself. And obviously he was either abused or never had the opportunity to be a normal cat because they took his claws away. So the best way is little by little to build up his confidence again. Even though he's declawed, make sure he has opportunity to play with a lot of different things. I talk about this every week, but I want cardboard boxes all over the house. Be creative. Put one on top of the other. Make a little duplex for him. Paper bags all over. Grow some organic catnip. Cats are nomadic by nature. The more distraction we give him in your home, the less apt he is to go after your ankles. Because if you try to yell at him or correct him for that, and I've heard people say squirt water, that's all nonsense. What you want to do is distract the cat by giving him plenty of things to do other than going after your ankles. And don't overreact when he does. Just kind of walk away and go into another room, and he'll learn that he's not getting any attention for it. That's the way to resolve it, Marie.
Well, yeah, I've got all that here. I got all the toys and the boxes and all.
No, that's Marie. Marie, listen to me. Okay, this is very, very important. A box is a box is a box. Boxes are free. You can go to the supermarket every day and get free boxes. Every box smells different. One smells like chicken, one smells like meat, one smells like lettuce, one smells like grapes. So I want you to bring in new boxes every day, so there's always something different in the house. I want you to grow organic catnip in the house. I want to distract the cat from you, let him build up his confidence around all these new things in the house. Then little by little, you can reestablish that relationship where he's no longer biting on your ankles and he wants to be playful. This cat was abused. Sometimes abuse doesn't come physically. It comes by being ignored or not being socialized properly. And I believe that's exactly what took place with your cat, Marie.
Uh-huh.
So listen, here's what I'm going to do. Don't go anywhere. Let me put you on hold. I'm actually going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And I know it wasn't you that declawed the cat, Marie, so I'm not blaming you. But people, if you have a cat that needs, he's scratching, whatever he's doing, declawing is not an answer. If you have a child that knocks stuff off the table, you don't cut off his arm. You teach him right from wrong. You can teach a cat right from wrong as well. So declawing should be totally illegal unless there's a specific veterinary issue for it, which is very, very, very rare. Hey, Bill in Connecticut, don't go anywhere. We'll help you with your golden shoe and your house apart. Jack, we'll get to you as well. Your cat is growling at you. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I have hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food. A lot of the items I give away here on this show are worth as much as $40 or $50. Now, people say, Warren, why do you give these products away? Well, very often the product I give you is related to the question that you're asking me. So great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer the question, come on, guys, you know I'm right on this. Do you believe that your dog or your cat knows when you're not feeling well physically or emotionally? We're going to talk about that. Also coming up in a little bit, if you notice that your dog or your cat, your older dog or cat, is walking a little slower than normal, might not just be arthritis. It could be something else. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And I'll give you my personal experiences at Ground Zero coming up as well. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, and then right back to your phone calls. Let me brag a little bit. This is my own product, my Hugs and Kisses, and the results are in. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are helping dogs and cats stay healthy and happy. Happy pets equal happy guardians. Hugs and Kisses formula will actually improve your dog or cat's skin, coat, much less shedding, no more hairballs, stronger bones, stronger hips. It also has a prebiotic and probiotic formula. What does that mean? We now know that the health of your dog or cat's gut is so important to their overall health. Now, a lot of you understand what probiotics are all about, and you may be using them, but listen to me. In my own Hugs and Kisses, I did all the research. Not only are Hugs and Kisses having probiotics, but they have prebiotics as well. Prebiotics actually make the probiotics work a lot better. Digestion, absorption, giving your pets a healthy gut. Plus, all the vitamins and minerals your dogs and cats need. And of course, there's no soy, no wheat, and no corn. I want you to check out my Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements, now an Amazon's choice. Check it out at Amazon.com, Walmart.com. Go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. You know, a lot of people like to talk to us, so you can call my office directly. If we're not there, we'll call you right back. Write this number down, 1-800-430 and the word HUGS. 1-800-430-HUGS. Hugs and Kisses, the product I develop with my name on every jar. Check them out at Amazon, Walmart, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS and watch your dogs and cats look as healthy as they possibly can. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I love my dog as much as I love you.
Actually, I love my dog a little bit more than I love you. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is it, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology training. Got a question? Your dog is humping, jumping, digging. Your cat doesn't like the new cat. Great time to give me a call. If we talk, I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go to my friend Bill in Connecticut. Hey, Bill, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
I am doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great, but I have to tell you, I'm in Waterbury, Vermont, not Connecticut.
Oh, beautiful Waterbury, Vermont. It's beautiful in Vermont. I used to have a friend that lived in Stowe.
Yeah, so I just drove through Stowe. So.
Beautiful place. So what can I do to help you?
So I have a 1-year-old golden retriever who's the sister of my son's, who actually called you a couple of months ago from Seattle. But she's a great dog. She has all these toys. She loves to chew and play with her toys, loves to chew sticks and everything. And then we usually leave her with her sister, 12-year-old golden mix that we adopted, out on the front porch, which is screened in, so they can enjoy the day while we're at work. And she has all her toys out there. Then towards the end of the day, she decides she wants to chew the windowsill and the door and the siding on the house instead of her toys.
Well, you know, there's a couple of reasons dogs chew. First of all, and you got to be totally honest with me. If I were to come to your porch right now, how many new toys would I see since last week? Oh, shame, shame on Bill. Shame, shame on Bill. Listen to me carefully. You have a young golden retriever. has the energy of anything. So here's what you need to do. Number one is I want you to go out, pull that credit card out. You guys in Vermont have money. Pull that credit card out. Buy a dozen brand new toys today. Here's what I want you to do with them. When you go to work on Monday, you put down six. When you come home Monday night, you pick up those six and put them away and put six brand new ones down. On Tuesday, when you come home from work, you pick those up and put the old ones back down again. I want you to really rotate the toys on a consistent basis. That's number one. There's several reasons why a dog will chew. They'll chew if they're bored. They'll chew if they're not getting enough exercise. And sometimes in rare cases they'll chew because they have something called pica, which is very rare in this country nowadays because the dog foods on the market pretty much cover that. So what I would be doing is before you leave in the morning for work, I want you to take the dog out in the yard, give them an aerobic class, Pilates, whatever you got to do, give them as much exercise as you possibly can, leave a radio on for them when you leave, leave it on a talk station. I recommend the station to you, the one you're listening to. And besides that, rotating the toys on a regular basis. Now you can try some of the bitter products. However, one little tip for you. I want you to go to a supermarket and I want you to go to the spice rack and I want you to buy some alum powder. Do you know what alum is?
Yes.
Okay, just a little bit of alum powder. Now listen to me very carefully. Take a little alum powder, no more than your pinky fingernail. Mix it with a little bit of water, make a little paste out of it. You can put that in spots where the dog is chewing. When she goes to chew there, it stops me from biting my nails. It'll draw the moisture out, make her pucker up. Alum powder is what's used as an astringent. It's used to make pickles. It's used for baking. That's what you need to do. But the bottom line is rather than focus on correcting the dog, let's increase that mental stimulation. Let's increase that physical exercise. And I promise you, you'll have this covered pretty well.
Well, that sounds good.
That's my job, Bill. That's my job. As soon as I get the water barrier, I'm going to bother you, Bill. I'm going to come in and see your golden. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm actually going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. After your dog reads it, I want you to read it, and I think it'll make a big difference. But remember, dogs will chew out of boredom, lack of exercise, lack of mental stimulation. If they have a tooth or gum problem, that can encourage them as well. Or if the dog realizes that whenever she chews and Bill comes home, you're going to spend a lot of time correcting her, just like children, sometimes they respond to attention. Whether it's negative or positive, they don't care. They're just responding to attention. That's what it's all about. Great call, by the way, Bill. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break. We got Jack in Florida. We got Marie in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But right now, listen carefully. If you're like me, you want to feed your dog the best food you can possibly find. Let me ask you a question. Do you know where your dog food's manufactured? Do you know the name of the person manufacturing your dog food? Of course not. Well, let me tell you, this is the difference. Lucy Pet Food, I've been to their plant. It's only 20 minutes from my house. Their CEO, Joey Herrick, is just an incredible guy. And everyone there has the same passion you do. That's why I've been feeding my dogs Lucy Pet Food since the beginning. It has that probiotic formula. It's manufactured at their own plant right here in Southern California. It's manufactured at a plant that has their own $1.5 million laboratory. I'm telling you, when it comes to safe, quality food for your dog or cat, Lucy's the way to go. But don't take my word alone. Here's one of my listeners. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
I'm telling you, dogs, cats love Lucy Pet Food. Here's the deal. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. And if you go to their website and you spend just $35 on there, dog or cat food, wet or dry, their kitty lickies, their dog food rolls, which are amazing, by the way, for people that travel. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35, and shipping is absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. We're going to break for the top of the hour. We come back. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, so don't go anywhere. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all your pet questions. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.